with your hosts Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Strange. It sounds a bit strange, but hopefully you can hear me. It is Who Cares Wins here on channelradio.co.uk. It's a Monday. It's 12 o'clock, although my clock in front of me says 1. It's a bit confusing. So I will check the computers here, and it says it's 12 o'clock exactly. So we are here. You could be listening in some wonderful, comfortable place around the globe, because we are on the internet, of course, so that we have listeners joining us from all over. So thank you for your listening, your feedback, your tweets. And we have a great guest in the studio today. And I also have a very handsome looking co-presenter guest too. So first of all, ladies first, I have in the studio the one and only Trish Stretton from People Face to Face. Hello, Trish.
Hi, Angela.
I'm going to talk to you in more detail in a moment, but okay. Hold that thought, because Chris, you join me again. You obviously are a glutton for punishment. You joined me with Miriam because we obviously had you on the show as Miriam's partner. Superhero, that's your little nickname. But also you've kindly offered to step in and help in Jan's absence to be one of my many, they're all queuing at the door, co-presenters. So thank you, Chris, for coming back.
Angela, a very good morning to you. Trish, very good morning to you as well. And it's my absolute pleasure to come down and support you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, of course, there is a little bit in it for you and for me, because we, after the delightful appearance again of Miriam on our show a couple of weeks ago, we are very, very proud to actually support and sponsor Miriam and her work that she is doing, both through her books and through her media campaign, to shout about the support and offerings that you are both doing, actually, from a caring perspective and from somebody who suffers with ME and fibromyalgia. And I know that Miriam's been up to a few things already, hasn't she, since being on our show? She's been elsewhere.
She's always.
I won't hold it against you, Miriam.
she's always up to things. Yes, she was asked back again last Saturday to review the papers on BBC Radio Kent.
Brilliant.
With Pat Marsh and Erica North. And they are great fun.
Yes.
And she's been asked back again now.
Fantastic. Oh, well done, Miriam.
That'll be her third gig as well.
Well done.
And they've asked me.
Chris.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I wanted a little bit of the limelight.
Well, I think you should.
March
it's only
12th.
Fair, really.
Yeah. March the 12th.
You are APCA superhero.
Well, thank you.
So, you know, come on. Well done, BBC Radio Ken. We support you. Right. More importantly, you might want to get hold of us in the studio today. So if you want to call us, you can ring us on the wonderful telephone line, which is 01303. I've checked it works. So it's 01303 874998. You can also tweet us. We have Twitter on screen, and my wonderful co-presenter Chris is in charge of Twitter today, so he will be looking at all your retweets. He will be liaising with you if we get the time to retweet and have a conversation on Twitter. So it's at CaresWins if you want to tweet us and say hi or ask us a question. And of course we have Facebook, so it's the Who Cares Wins radio show on Facebook if you want to post a comment or you want to say hi or even share an event that you have regarding health and well-being. And of course, if you wish, you can email me. I have an email address, which is studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So that's all the contact details. Did you know, I like to start, I'm going to make this a theme every week. Did you know, Chris, did you know, Trish, that today, Monday the 15th of February, is National Singles Awareness Day?
Whoa.
Mm. No, I didn't know.
No.
But then, well, I haven't been single for a number of years.
Well, yes.
But I'm not single.
And I read up on this, because I can't actually find any websites related to it. But I think it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek also from yesterday, those of you that were celebrating Valentine's and you're all loved up. You may have seen my tweet that I actually posted. Also remember, you know, do you love yourself? Do you love your body and your health and well-being? Did you send it roses and flowers? But yes, National Singles Awareness Day is a humorous holiday to celebrate being single, to share with single friends, to send each other presents, and even order yourself some flowers. But actually, on a serious note, Chris and Trish, they're looking at me strangely, listener. They think I've gone mad. But you, listener, you know I already am mad. At the end of it, it does say that it is just, at the end of the day, reminding romantic couples that they don't need to be in a relationship to celebrate life, and that the key to being happy is being able to be happy with yourself.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, doesn't that sum up the show?
Mm. Yeah, no, that's very true. It is very true. You have to be happy with yourself, because if you can't be happy with yourself in a initially, then you can go
further. Well, I've often quoted...
Well, no one else could be happy with you.
Yeah, if you don't like yourself, why would anyone else?
Exactly.
So, and you attract that law of attraction that Liz Almond, who's been on the show before, we talk about this law of attraction. At the end of the day, yes, if you're out there and you're sending out those oodles and those aromas of positivity, then you will collate people as you go along in life who are positive. And fun and loving.
Yes,
see,
that's very true.
I've got Chris and Trish here. Yep. What more evidence do you need, listener? Let's move
that's
on. This week as well, just to remind you, Wednesday the 17th of February, so 2 days' time, is the National Random Acts of Kindness Day. If you are on Twitter, even just hashtag RAK Week, Random Acts of Kindness Week. It has grown in popularity each year, and it is celebrated by individuals, groups and organisations nationwide to encourage acts of kindness. It's a favourite day to many, as people everywhere are enjoying doing these acts of kindness. Now, it could be anything. It could be just helping somebody across the road. It could be smiling at them. I often tweet, or I often put on Facebook, just smile at someone. Doesn't cost you anything. In fact, it's good for your facial muscles. Mm-hmm. So it's good exercise. And it might brighten someone's day.
Well, it's very true. When we were talking earlier on in the green room, that it's very easy just to be getting on with our lives every day. I'm not saying that we three do, without thinking about other people. And a smile is so simple. The opening of a door. Just, you know, someone, you know, maybe an older person who's living in your street and you see them, or just go and knock on the door and see if they need something. It's just thinking about others.
Absolutely.
Just stopping to think.
And that's what this show is about, in essence, that we want to shout about you, the people out there, the listeners and the followers and the tweets and the Facebooks. If you're doing something, anything related to health and well-being, we want to hear about it because we want to shout about it or get you in, like we have with Trish today, to talk about her little path to better health. Mm-hmm. But before I move into your journey, Trish, if I may, just to pause, because last week's show, you may have heard wonderful Barry and Jan talking about JW Training Limited and the mental health training courses that they offer, and the emotional first aid kit that we talked about. Following that show, I was tweeted by a young gentleman. I'm saying young, I don't know, but I'm assuming, called Chris Young. And I've given you the little bit of ditty there, Chris, because he tweeted us to say, love the show, obviously, around mental health. And that was our theme last week. And he wanted us to retweet, which I did, because he's already walked 4,000 miles for mental health.
Correct.
And the mental health stigma. So I've actually printed out, Chris, would you mind just reading out what he's been up to, what he's doing, and also he was promoting the next event, which I think is in Glasgow.
I'll happily do that, and I'll give his website address at the end as well, and the hashtag.
Brilliant.
Yes, well, congratulations to you, Chris. This is amazing what you're doing. On April the 6th, 2011, following a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder, ex-social worker Chris McCulloch Young set off northwards from his home in Edinburgh to walk around the edge of the UK to change the way people think about mental health.
Mm.
Armed with a rucksack full of what if, 11 packets of super noodles, gotta have your super noodles, and a belief that people would be fabulous, Chris has relied solely on the hospitality of strangers.
Wow.
He hasn't been disappointed. That's fantastic.
Good.
To hear. Anyway, now Chris has joined up with See Me, that's S-E-E and then M-E, Scotland's programme to end mental health stigma, setting up a series of events where people who don't normally mix will share a social space. There will be no uniforms, no barriers. Everyone will be on a level playing field. It's all about breaking down stigma and rediscovering how fabulous people are. This is so true of life, this next comment. Don't judge a person until you've walked two moons in their moccasins.
Yeah, I like that.
A North American native proverb.
I like that.
And I think that's very true
of
life in general.
Were we just saying that, Chris?
And yes.
About just even, you know, drivers that cut you up on the motorway.
Correct.
You don't know what they're going through.
No, or what they have gone through. You're right.
Mm.
So you can get involved. The next event is the 20th of April at 6:30, 18:30 hours, gathering at 6 o'clock. And the address is the People's Palace, Glasgow Green, Glasgow, and that is G41AT.
Fantastic.
Walk just 1 mile, exclamation mark it has. Now, Chris Young, he has a hashtag, which is, or he's using a hashtag called Mental Health Stigma, and hashtag Let's Walk a Mile. And the website address is obviously 3 W's, letswalkamile.org.
Brilliant. So, and we'll also put that on our Facebook page so we can share that for you. If you haven't got all that information down because you haven't got a pen, then I encourage you maybe in the next music break to grab a pen because there's more information coming on all sorts of goodies. But yeah, we'll post that on our Facebook. So thanks for reading that out, Chris.
Pleasure.
So you may have seen my tweets around our guest this week that was coming, and I was teasing you and doing the drum rolls because, yes, I saw, you may have seen a tweet that said, what did Thermomix, coaching, personal development, driving, jive dancing, all have in common? Well, the answer is Trish Stretton, of course. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? At the end of the day, Trish Stretton, you are super. I've got superhuman over here, aka Chris Pollard's superhero. I now have superwoman in the house. So does that make me super kid?
Yeah.
Yes. You are younger.
So we're a studio full of super people.
Super people. Trish, it is a delight to have you on the show. I'm so excited. The time is going to whiz by, so Chris is also here to keep me under control.
Okay.
Trish, before we go into depth about your personal development business, which is very, very successful and has been going for yonks, People Face to Face Limited, but also your personal interests around jive dancing and lots of other wonderful things, and also latterly your Thermomix passion.
Yes.
Now, people might be thinking, is this some sort of strange phenomena? We're going to explain that shortly.
Yeah.
It is actually a machine, yes, but she doesn't sit on it and bicycle or anything. It's with food. First of all, Trish, can you enlighten our listeners a little bit of why did you set your own business up? Because you haven't done it all your life, have you?
No. I come from the corporate life, actually. Ah. I used to work in the financial services.
Mm.
So there's a few people, please don't switch off now, just because I've mentioned that.
Stay.
But it was a successful career in training, learning and development.
Yeah.
But I was made redundant. The company was sold in the UK. It was
right.
An Australian-based company. And I decided that the redundancy package would give me a great opportunity to be my own boss.
Yeah.
And actually, it's probably the best decision I've ever made in terms of my work. Been doing it now for 16 years.
Wow. So 16 congratulations.
And it's one of those businesses that I think I call it chips or caviar. Sometimes I can afford caviar and sometimes it's chips, but that's the whole point of your own business.
It is.
Your own boss.
Yeah.
In fact, I would be the employee from hell now.
Surely not. We love you, Trish. We love you. Well, I saw a tweet. Somebody loves you out there.
I know.
Annie's Larder.
Annie. Thank you, Annie. I hope you listen. Love you too.
Maybe we need to get her on the show because Annie's Larder is a business all about food and organics
amazing.
And gluten-free. So, if you're listening, Annie, get in touch. Now, I've already seen on a tweet there from your lovely Miriam there, Chris. Yes, she's already listening
in.
She's smiling.
And already smiling as it's singles. She's tuned in and smiling as it's singles week. You see, it's these very focals. Key to being happy is being happy with yourself. Thanks for this wisdom. And that's true.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Miriam, for tuning in. And as I say, we're so proud to be sponsoring you and all your fabulous work with both you and Chris on all of the work and support around myalgia, fibromyalgia, and also ME, because it needs to be shouted about. We know the whole mental health stigma. It needs to be shouted about and appreciated that it's a recognised condition. And it needs to be talked and discussed openly and not be, especially in organisations, for people to be worried about.
Mm.
So now, Trish, you're running People Face to Face Limited,
yep.
But you do have, you're very good at juggling, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't listen,
I just want to make sure the listeners understand that I don't cook with Thermomix whilst I'm jive dancing, whilst I'm coaching and developing people.
Oh, she's let me down.
I do 3 out of the 4, but not all 4 at the same time.
I've got a strange vision now in my mind.
Yes, I was thinking exactly the same. Exactly. We won't go there. We'll discuss that one later.
But if I may, because people face to face, and I know it because obviously I was an associate for a while with you, Trish, and you helped me out of a bit of a black hole. So thank you for that.
Yep.
But it is around personal development. You do go into organisations.
Yep.
You also created a fantastic product, an actual programme called Keystone, didn't you, which is yours.
Yeah.
And it's ILM certified, is that the right word?
Well, it's recognised.
Recognised. Yeah. Just explain to our listener, you know, what sort of things does that encapsulate?
Well, it's all about attitudes and behaviours, really, because most organisations spend a lot of time on technical training,
yes,
knowledge training. But one of the key focuses now is around attitudes and behaviours and having the right attitudes and behaviours. Mm. And so I go in to help people understand themselves a little bit more, to be able to understand others so that they can communicate, collaborate and cooperate with each other, so that eventually, you know, the business actually benefits from that. So
very
that's
important.
My focus.
Yeah. Very important.
Self-awareness is the big thing. Mm. And that's what I do with the Keystone program. It's also what I do with my coaching.
Yes.
I'm a qualified practice coach.
That's right. So and also, again, ILM, you offer qualifications,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we teach people to do coaching.
Yes. Yeah,
and leadership management.
Oh, so Chris, you're so polite. It's got a little finger.
Yeah, I know.
May I ask a question?
May I just ask one question? What is ILM?
Right. Yes. It's the Institute of Leadership and Management.
Thank you.
So it's an awarding body that provides qualifications and licenses companies like mine to offer those qualifications. We design the teaching around it, we do the assessment, but it has to meet national and international standards to be able to get a qualification through.
I'm on my knees now, listener.
Thank you.
I am now on my knees. I'm not worthy.
Okay. I don't know about that.
It's been fantastic work, Trish. And,
I do love it.
Yeah. Well, you can see you love it. I know you obviously through the working with you, and obviously we become very good friends.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, when I see you up there delivering, you can see it's from your passion. It's from your heart. It's not just something you're delivering from a textbook.
No.
And I truly believe that that's what makes a good coach, a good trainer, a good anything, marketing,
passion.
Anything.
Passion is
it comes from here, doesn't it? Not necessarily all about the intellectual.
You know what? Chris Young said something in his the thing that you read out, Chris, there, that with a belief that people will be fabulous.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, we forget that. Mm. We forget so much that people have a positive intention, yeah, generally, but we're always looking for the catch.
Yeah. Looking
and
for
actually
the negative.
If we believed people will be fabulous, guess what? They will be.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there's that sort of that link. And funnily enough, I was having a bit of a rant, listener. I know that's surprising, isn't it, for me? I was having a bit of a rant in the green room, because we were talking about the whole cutting up on the motorway and everything. And we said about how people, potentially always see the negative. Now, I know that there's a built-in mechanism in our human instinct that we need to see the negative because we need to protect ourselves. So it is a part of our fight and flight mechanism of not being run over, not being eaten by the lion or the tiger or whoever. And yes, there is that instinct, but there is this, I think we've through a lot of social media, through a lot of some radio programs, I'm not saying all of them, but some radio programs, if you can imagine, people have their radio alarm set. So it goes off at 6 or 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So potentially it's on the hour. So the news channel comes on. So they're hearing the news, which is necessarily full of negativity and bad news. And then we have the weather, don't we? It always follows weather and travel. And you know, listener, don't you? This is a big bugbear of mine, that news and weather and everything is delivered in that tonality of, it's going to be a horrible day today because it's raining. It's a drizzle, miserable day. It's grey. It's drab. It's awful. It's cold. Everything, unless it's sunny, blue sky and 20 degrees. But then apparently we moan about it being too hot as well. So we're already in a state before we've even got out of bed.
Mm.
So I think we need to have a happy clappy channel.
Yes, it's outside influences.
It is.
And it's about learning how to focus on the good things. And you know, we wake up every morning, be grateful for that. You can't do anything about the weather. You can do very little about the traffic.
Mm,
just
absolutely.
Concentrate on what you can do. And
that's
that
right.
May be supporting someone, helping someone.
Smiling.
Smiling. That's it. Just concentrate on what you can do to have a nice day.
Yeah.
And for me, if it's raining, I say, great, we need more rain because we haven't had much
and
recently.
And if I was in the desert, I would be thanking the Lord for that or whoever I would be
just
thanking.
Just be grateful.
Miriam's saying she's listening live now, enjoying the moments of at Kes Wynn's show with Angela and Chris.
Thank you, Miriam.
Just in case you're panicking, where's Jan? Have I sent Jan away somewhere? Jan Mulligan. Unfortunately, she's had to leave the show on a longer sort of sabbatical because she's got a work commitment now that takes her away on a Monday. But she'll be back at some point to do some guest presenting. I haven't let her go completely, so don't panic. But Trish, coming back to you.
Yes.
We're going to go into a music break in a moment, because I'd then like to sort of, if you like to share with your listener, and I know we've talked about this prior, about your path to better health.
Yes.
And actually it's not been all rosy, and there's been some hiccups along the way. And also what you've sort of out of that come into. Yes, the Jive Dancing is going to come on, listener, and we're going to talk about Thermomix. But before we do that, let's just take a pause. And you've chosen a lovely song.
Yes.
But there is a lovely little work-life balance story behind this, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
But there is a little link, is there not, to a little dim and distant path, a house in Australia?
Yes, where my grandson Archie lives.
Hello, Archie.
This, we call this song the racing car song, because when I was out there a couple of years ago, we decided to play it, and he I love dancing, so I got him up dancing. He's 2.5 years old, and we're getting to the quiet bit, so I make him move slowly, and then it starts to build up, and I say, any minute now, any minute now, and then we literally headbang around the front room.
To the fast bit.
And it's unbelievable, so much so that this has stayed in his spirit, that on Friday last week, he won a dancing competition.
Oh, congratulations, Archie.
It was kind of like he was doing the racing car song. The racing car dance, which is
brilliant. You see, so your efforts have not gone unrewarded, Trish, even if it is to your grandson rather than directly to you.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little reminisce, and you can headbang if you like, Trish.
Oh, I will. Probably will.
We're going to have a bit of Fleetwood Mac, The Chain. We will be back in a moment. Enjoy. I always remember Top Gear.
Blow, watch the sun rise.
Players Wins with your hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Welcome back. Well, I hope you were out there, listener, bopping away to that. We do have official footage of Trish headbanging in the Channel Radio studio here on Who Cares Wins Radio. But unfortunately, we can't actually post it on social media because that would be mean. And I'm not mean. So, yes, it's me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, with my wonderful, very handsome Miriam. I'm holding him tightly. It's Chris Pollard. Chris, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
And being my wonderful co-presenter. And, of course, our beautiful guest, Trish Stretton of People Face to Face Limited. Thank you, Trish, for joining me. Now, we've just heard from Trish a little bit about your People Face to Face training and consultancy business and coaching business. Before I go into a little bit more depth about a little bit of the rocky road, and that's not marshmallows, two things I want to just recap on. One is I forgot to mention another very important sponsor. I have been scolded, listener. I have been told off. I'm now wearing the dunce hat because I forgot to mention the wonderful CKC Global Media, who are also a sponsor. So we are fabulously, and I'm now bowing, Chris. Is that okay?
Yes, that's
saying
okay.
Saying very sorry that I missed that at the beginning of the show.
Don't grovel too much.
Is that right? Okay. You don't want to be sick,
do you? You've
got
to feel good about yourself.
Oh, I feel very good, yes. I'm oozing with goodness. Twitter, we've had a bit of activity on Twitter,
yes,
I believe,
we have.
Chris.
We've had a number of people this morning. Obviously, Miriam McGurk
is
tweeting, retweeting and commenting.
Miriam.
Thank you, Miriam. Liz White, who's the editor of Inside Maidstone.
Oh, yes.
Lisa Settle.
Hey,
from
Lisa.
Telcare.
I'm mentioning her later.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady. I like being surrounded by lovely ladies.
I've noticed, Chris.
I feel very comfortable. Richard Hubbard, who's a presenter on Channel Radio.
Yes, he's on at 2 o'clock today.
Okay, and somebody called RPA, and
that's another show.
Party Anthems.
That's the other show. Another show on Channel Radio. Yeah, there are oodles of shows on channelradio.co.uk. I encourage you, listener, not just now because you need to listen to us, but at the end of the show, do check out channelradio.co.uk. Look at all of the schedule because there are some fab and there's some new shows that have just come on as well. I think you were listening to one at breakfast time, weren't you? The social media. What's it called? Social? I've forgotten the name. Social.
No,
soul,
not on Channel Radio.
Soul Social. There's something.
Social Solutions.
Ah.
But Social Solutions is.
You're listening to another channel?
Yes, it's part of CKC Global Media.
Oh, alright, I'll let you off.
Yes. we've also, thank you. We've also had a gentleman called Paul Andrews. And Paul, I wish you better because I know you're suffering a little bit today. He's got man flu.
Oh, hello, Paul. We give you a big hug, Paul.
Yeah,
there we are.
And the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence and,
From the community show. Yes.
She's retweeting. CKC Global Media are retweeting as well. As
thank
well
you
as
very
Ken
much.
Heron, who is one of the two founders. And finally, someone called Tropic Sue Fish.
Ooh.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to have to look
that
up.
As well.
Yeah, find
that
out more about that.
That was a new one on me, so thank you very much.
Thank
we appreciate
you, yeah,
it. Thank you
huge
listening.
Appreciation. Oodles of gratitude coming down the airwaves of the internet now. The airwaves of the internet? You know what I mean.
Yes.
Trish.
Hello.
Again. So, I talked about these marshmallows earlier, but all joking aside, you have been running your very successful business, but you personally have hit some bit of a bit of rumbles and rockies along the way.
Yes.
Because a little bit like Miriam's story in a way, when we talked with Miriam, where you got to a certain, so where actually just burnout hit.
Yes.
And there was almost this like, in a way, like a runner's metaphor of you hit the wall.
Yeah. I didn't know I'd hit the wall. That was the weird thing. I was kind of running the business. I was running a home. There was all sorts of things going on.
Sure.
Just, and we've all got this. It's not
absolutely
you know, unusual.
For it's life at the moment,
kind of
isn't
thing.
It?
But I'd been ill. I'd had shingles a couple of times in 1 year. In fact, I had shingles at my son's wedding in 2010. And a few months later, I had shingles at my daughter's wedding. And that really just took its toll. And I had lots of chest infections and colds. And I just didn't seem to be recovering. The minute I'd got over something, I got something else. And it was one thing after the other.
Yeah.
And in the end, my body just said, you know what? I've had enough of this. I think I might just stop.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you. Yeah.
And my body just stopped. And it was a pretty tough time because I couldn't understand what was happening. In fact, you were with me, Angela, if you remember. We were driving back from France. We were driving back from Portugal through France, and we spent the whole time, 8 hours on the motorway without me talking to anyone.
Which is unusual for us, isn't it?
It's very unusual.
It was a challenge, but we coped in a way. But it was weird because we talked about this, Chris, when Miriam was on. As an outsider looking in, so a bit like a carer,
yeah,
I didn't know how to help you. And I almost asked you, what can I do? And you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was both of us were lost, weren't we?
Yeah. And I was actually looking back, I was incredibly frightened because I'm a very independent, self-assured, kind of confident person. And I just did not know what was happening to me.
Mm.
And I ended up going to the doctor because I couldn't sleep. My eating was erratic. Everything had just fallen apart for me. And the doctor suggested I have some therapy.
Yeah.
And also some tablets to help me sleep. And I also wrote a little an email to my son and my daughter to explain that I was in a place that I didn't understand, and could they just understand that I might just be calling on them a bit more, which would be unusual. And my daughter, bless her, wrote back. She lives in Australia. She wrote back and she was concerned that I was on tablets for a start off. But she suggested I write in a little journal every morning. What was going on in my head all the evening. And once I'd finished writing it, put a little face, either a smiley face, or a sad face, or a neutral face, which was just a line, straight line for the lips. And 3 months later, I was looking back over this, and there weren't very many smiley faces to start off with.
Right.
But then these smiley faces started to appear. And then at the end of that, they were all smiley faces. And it was incredibly helpful for me to do that.
Yes.
And then look back on it.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I decided that the tablets I didn't want to keep anymore, so I stopped them.
Well done.
The therapy was all about today and what I wanted. Didn't go back into the traumas of the past, which was incredibly positive for me as well. And I decided that I wanted to do things that made me smile from the inside out.
Wonderful.
And jive dancing has been a big passion. The one thing I have to say is that people face to face kept me sane during that time. It was something familiar, something I knew how to do quite easily.
Yes.
So I didn't have to worry about it. But I didn't focus on it as much as I would have done.
It didn't
become all consuming as it was. So I did more of the fun stuff, and I painted. I went back to painting.
Yes, because you painted a painting of your grandson, Archie.
I did a big painting of my grandson, Archie.
Yeah.
And I also baked gluten-free cakes, wedding cakes. I did quite a few wedding cakes. In fact, I made your mum's 80th.
My dear mum, yeah, you did.
Birthday cake. Mm. And that creative element kind of just sparked something in me that kept me away from the sadness.
Yep.
And into the happiness.
Mm. And that's something similar, Chris.
That's right. I was going to ask you a question. I can relate wholeheartedly to what you've been saying in relation to my wife, Miriam McGurk, because when she collapsed in 97, we were scared, we were frightened, we didn't know what was going on. At what stage, how long did it take you to accept or come to accept where you were and appreciate that it had to come from within you to heal yourself? To give you an idea, it took Miriam probably a good 10 or 12 years to finally accept that, that this was her condition. She had to learn to manage it minutely, which she does. How long did it take you? Did you go through that process?
To be honest, I'm still going through it. There are times when I know that it's tough, and I have to recognize those times, and I have to do something that focuses me back on the happy.
And what would you do if our listener is almost sitting here, maybe sort of resonating with what you're saying, Trish, and they're sort of sitting there listening, and I actually know exactly what Trish is meaning, what she's saying. I can almost hear them shouting at me over the internet. How do I recognise? Like you said, I almost know that sometimes I'm going through it. So how do you recognise? And B, any idea of what they can do? Simple tip, simple thing that they could, it can help them.
Well, for me, recognising it is when I've got fed up with whinging. I've kind of spent a couple of days wallowing and I'm bored with myself.
Enough of that.
I think, do you know what? It's taken 2 days. One of the great things, I think, is to just go out for a walk.
Yep.
Just get out in some space and some fresh air and just allow that fresh air to freshen your mind and just
what is it you call it, Trish, by the seaside?
Ocean therapy. Come to mind for ocean. Actually, people come to mind now for ocean therapy. We go for a walk along the
sea. Go for a walk by the sea, yeah.
And it's incredibly powerful to just stop and breathe and notice. And I think we forget that. We're so busy rushing.
So caught up.
And I found now that I don't rush anymore.
Do you know what, Chris? I love hearing that because I bang on about it quite a lot, as you know, and a lot of people listeners know. But I love it when almost, I'm not real life. You are, Trish. You are out there. You're a successful businesswoman and you are proof for me that you can still stop.
Yes.
You can still slow down. And yet you're still a successful business. You're an entrepreneurial woman. You know, it's possible.
Yes, it is. And two things I take from what you were saying there, Trish. One, as my wife always says, we forget that we are human beings, not doings.
Yes.
And number two, another area that, same as Miriam, you have found solace in creative activities.
Yes, very much.
And that's very interesting. This is probably a discussion for another time, but there's a charity in Manchester.
I'm writing it down, Chris.
There's a charity in West Farley called Dandelion Time. And they have young people come in there who suffered trauma of some description and they get them being creative. They include the families, but they get them being creative with their hands. Pottery, carpentry, working in
wonderful.
The garden, planting.
Yeah.
So that again, it's a very, very good point. And there's a common anomaly there about being creative because it gets you out of your head.
Well, there's a guy I met up in Cumbria who my husband, we were talking to him because he was setting up this home for the soldiers who've come out of service because of injury, lost legs, whatever.
Yes.
And he was setting up a carpentry school for ex-servicemen, military people. Women and men, because again, it's this, you know, giving them something to do, it's giving them something they can see an end product, but also that creativity.
Yeah.
It's so
and a
worthwhile.
Sense of purpose.
So
you find it gives you a sense of purpose.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you talked about that. I did a skydive last year.
Yes. Well, amongst limbless. Other things you do, Trish.
Yeah. Wing walk and things like that.
So. Yes,
yes.
Yes,
you do.
But yeah, for Blesma?
Yes.
Yeah,
British
that's right.
Limbless Sex Servicemen's Association.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, sometimes we do get so introspective when we're going through stuff. Sometimes if we do something for others, specifically to help them or whatever it is, it actually takes us out of ourselves and makes us realise that actually there's, you know, we're better when we're connected.
Yeah, we're supposed to be connected. We're humans.
So
we're not supposed to be hiding in a cave.
No.
Yeah, the idea was to communicate with others. And this next song you chose, while we pause on those ideas and those fantastic examples of how to, you know, look at our life in a different way, but you chose I Can See Clearly Now.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mantra for me that, you know, I've come through stuff and I'm sure I'll go through stuff again.
Sure,
but
maybe.
This one, this and Mae West's quote, I used to be Snow White, but now I've drifted. I kind of love that.
Does that make me one of the seven dwarfs?
Yeah.
No comment. Let's enjoy a bit of music. We'll be back in a few moments. I could definitely see clearly because I've wiped my glasses.
Gonna be bright.
Wins with your hosts Angela Breyer Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Well, it is Who Cares Wins. Health and well-being is our topic as always every Monday here live in the studio with me, Angela Breyer Stevenson. Jan Mulligan is one of my guest presenters now because she's disappeared off working, bless her. So she's still around to be a guest presenter, but she can't join us on a regular basis anymore. But in the meantime, I have one of many joining me in the studio to assist and keep me in control is Chris Pollard. Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure again, Angela.
And of course, just to highlight, we do have some sponsorships now coming, so of course we are delighted to have sponsorship and also reciprocate that sponsorship with both Miriam and all the wonderful work she does and all of her wonderful activities, and also CKC Global Media. So thank you, sponsors out there, and more importantly, thank you our guest Trish for coming along into the studio and putting up with me, because obviously Chris you would naturally want to put up with. Now, before I go any further, I just want to highlight something that I found this morning, and I thought actually this is very relevant to what Trish has been already saying. Some of you know, I mentioned Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a very popular man in relation to the mindfulness community and mindfulness teachings. And he quotes, and I often share these on Facebook, and this morning I picked it up, and he says, "In modern life, people think that their body belongs to them and they can do anything they want to it. When they make such a determination, the law supports them. This is one of the manifestations of individualism. But according to the teachings of emptiness, non-self and interbeing, which is all part of mindfulness and the approach, your body is not yours alone. It also belongs to your ancestors, your parents, your future generations and all other living beings. Everything, even the trees and the clouds, have come together to bring about the presence of your body. Keeping your body healthy is the best way to express your gratitude to the whole cosmos, to all the ancestors, and also not to betray future generations. Your practice, if you are healthy, everyone can benefit from it. When you are able to get out of the shell of your small self, you will see that you are interrelated to everyone and everything, that your every act is linked with the whole of humankind and the whole cosmos. To keep yourself healthy in body and mind is to be kind to all beings." Mm-hmm. And I just thought, hey, we've just said that, have we not? Probably shorter, but just before that music break, that we are all connected. Mm-hmm. We have a huge impact on others. What we do, how we think about ourselves. Now, Trish, I need to get into, well, hang on, we've talked about jive dancing, we've talked about creative art, we've talked about painting, we've talked about cake making. Oh, yes, by the way, she runs a successful coaching mentoring business and she coaches people. And now we've got Thermomix. Come on, well, Superwoman. Well, how does Thermomix fit in your better health and well-being story?
Part of this journey that I've been on is that I've got allergies and intolerances like a lot of people. I've had all the tests for celiac. I'm not celiac, but I have got an intolerance to wheat.
Mm. That's why you set up the @glutenfreekent Twitter, didn't you?
Yes. To post things about it, which partly how I met Annie and things like that. So that's quite good. So I I've also carried an EpiPen because I'm allergic to sulfites. So unfortunately, I can't drink an awful lot of wine.
Ah.
Fortunately, I can drink a lot of spirit. So that's okay.
It's always a bonus.
But I got into Thermomix because I wanted to control what I was eating, because the thing that I'm allergic to is sulfites, is a preservative, and it's in a lot of frozen, canned and processed foods. So I wanted to be able to cook healthily, but I also wanted to be able to do it quickly. So
because
I have
of everything
to stress,
else you're doing, yeah.
I have to stress, I'm an independent advisor for Thermomix. I'm not speaking on behalf of Thermomix.
No, no, this is it's just your my own journey. Experiences, yeah.
So my daughter got one in Australia. She was telling me all about the benefits. I went to a demonstration. I thought, this could solve a lot of problems for me. So I bought one a year ago. I've had it a year. I use it every day. I make amazing food with it.
I know. I've tasted some. Yum, yum.
But none was brought in for us.
I noticed that, Chris? I didn't like to mention that, but as you brought it up, I think it's only fair that, you know, our guests come on the show. I mean, come on, listeners. She's even brought in the machine, you know? But, hey.
But the one thing I can do
we
is
love you really,
book
Trish.
A demo with both of you to
show you how it works, and then I can cook my bread, soup,
gratin and a sorbet. And I'll do that. I tell you what, I love it so much, I became an advisor for them.
Well, you sound like that advert. What's that bloke that was a, was it a shaver? Yes. Now I'm showing my age, aren't I? It was on the television and he said, I loved it so much, I bought the company. That's my really bad American accent.
Yeah.
Advisor. but basically, it's an all-in-one kitchen appliance that means I can cook everything from scratch.
Right.
I can mill my own flours. So I can mill from rice. I can mill from almonds. I can mill anything to make my own
flour
to make bread. I can do, there's so much that you can do in the Thermomix. That means that I'm not taking the preservatives in.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be on inhalers, two lots of inhalers, quite a lot. It's on a high dose. I don't have any inhalers. Now, I can't say that Thermomix itself has done
that. No, of course, but I'm sure it must have helped.
Because I'm avoiding the things that affect me.
Who's buzzing? Sorry, get rid of that.
Is that right? I can actually control everything that I'm putting into my system now.
Yeah.
So I can even control how much sugar I'm taking in. And actually, you don't need an awful lot of sugar in cakes.
No.
They're still sweet.
No. Not all bread.
Seriously, you don't. Well, I don't really eat any bread anymore because I found that whilst I had an intolerance to wheat, wheat didn't affect my affected my stomach, but didn't affect my allergic asthma. Gluten-free product, funnily enough, affect my asthma, but not my gut. And because gluten-free is processed food, so I have to be really careful. So Thermomix has been an answer to prayer for me in terms of what I can cook in it. So I'm eating more organic, I'm wasting less. I'm eating stuff now, like for breakfast, I can make a coconut green chai smoothie in 2 minutes.
Yum.
The sound of that. I'll be around for breakfast.
You know, I was going to say, we need to book in breakfast, lunch and dinner then, Trish.
Well, absolutely.
we'll have you for the whole day.
I have become an advisor, so I do go to people's homes, I do demonstrate Thermomix, and I do cook for people to show what it's like.
Wow.
And obviously I'm selling them, because
that's part of
what I'm doing.
Yes.
But I do.
So it's a great way of income if anyone's listening and thinking, hey, that could help me on two avenues.
Well, I think anybody with intolerances, you know, the examples that you've given, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm more than happy to come and show anyone.
Because I think that sometimes people do get put off because they feel, if I've got to eat, you know, if I have to cook from scratch and do it all myself and be healthy, and then there's that wonderful argument, well, I work, I've got a family, I run a business, you know, I've got time. And this almost says to me that, well, hang on, this answers those two questions that, and also there's a double whammy there because you could earn some income if you choose to go, obviously you chose to go that path.
Yes.
You don't have to, you could just buy the machine to actually make your life easier. And again, you know what you're putting in your body.
Yes.
Which I'm very passionate about.
Yes, I agree with you both.
And it also washes itself. So I tell you who's been most thrilled with this.
Maybe I need to give that to my husband.
It helps them cook. Men love it. actually.
I didn't like the way you looked at me.
No, then. I'm sorry. Superhero.
Did you see that?
I did.
But I have to say that in terms of my path to health.
Yes.
This has been a component part of that.
I was going to say, it sounds
it's
like it's
not
a,
the only thing.
Oh, no. But well, no, I don't think anything is, really, because it's almost this element. Yeah, there's also choice. There's how you choose to look at the day differently.
Yes.
It all, put it all in the mix.
Yep.
Sorry about the pun. But you pull it all in the mix and then outcomes are better. But also, I do believe we're all work in progress. I don't think we ever really get there. We're always, there's always something I can still do to improve my health and well-being. Yeah. So yeah, but it's something that sounds that it almost works with the speed of life.
It's certainly done that. It's certainly helped my health.
Yeah.
I have to say it's made a difference. It's given me choice that I never thought I had before. So that's been really important for me. I'm choosing to do things differently. And that's really helped in terms of my health and well-being. Sleeping better. I think there's that whole combination of actually making a decision to do things differently and better is a really powerful motivator, I think, for making your life better.
Brilliant.
Well, it's taking control.
We are. Can we just have a whole show now and continue on that subject alone?
Yes.
Because it is fascinating. But Trish, we're just diving in, as I say, each week. I know I repeat myself, but we are only scratching the surface of what you offer, what you do, your own journey as well. So if people want to talk to you more about either Thermomix and if they want a demonstration, for example, would you cover just Kent, or how far do you go? Are there limits to where you can go with it?
Not normally, because with friends, I've got friends in Woking.
She's got friends, Chris.
Yeah, I've got friends in Woking and in Bath.
Have you?
So I'll do kind of people I know from a distance, but I am trying to build the business in Kent more, particularly around Whitstable, Canterbury, around that area. So,
okay, brilliant.
But I will go, actually, you know me,
I'll go.
Yeah.
My mum used to say, I'll be anywhere. What was it? She said, I'll go out to the opening of a crisp packet if it means I can get dressed up.
Well,
oh, bless. Now, also, contact details, more importantly, as well, for your own business, because people may be interested in either one-on-one coaching with you or the organisational aspect and the attitudes and behaviours within a business. So how can we get hold of you, Trish? What's your main contact? You've got a website, I presume.
Yep. www.peoplefacetoface.co.uk.
And is that with the number?
It's the number 2 rather than the word 2.
So peoplefacetoface, then the number 2,
face.co.uk.
You're on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, so that's People Face to Face as well. I've also got at Gluten Free Kent, which is my Twitter handle, but I've also got at People Face to Face, which is a Twitter handle. I'm on LinkedIn as Patricia Stretton.
Brilliant.
And if they want to email me, I'm on trish@peoplefacetoface.co.uk.
Fantastic.
Or for Thermomix, it would be strettonpa@gmail.com.
Oh, I say. That sounds very formal, doesn't it,
Chris? That was a good
Chris?
Point about LinkedIn, because I was looking for you under Trish. And then I thought, and then I came across Patricia.
Yes,
of course. Yeah. You just like to confuse us, don't you?
I do.
Trish,
I
Patricia,
do.
You did
Pat.
It,
yeah.
You did me.
Who
Sorry.
Are you?
I'm Patricia.
Trish, before I run out of time, just to make sure I do get the thank you in from my heart to yours on coming on to share just a brief moment of your life and the story and the rocky road you hit, and how, more importantly for our listeners, to hear how you got out of it, and are still working it, as we say, work in progress, all of us. And I love now, I understand how Thermomix fits in. Because it was sort of like, hang on, how many more things can this woman do? How many pairs of hands does she have? So brilliant, Trish, from People Face to Face Limited, and also Thermomix Advisor.
Yes, I'm an independent advisor.
Yes, she doesn't have to sell it to you, it's up to you. But you do remind me of that advert where he, you know, loved it so much, I bought the company. She hasn't bought the company, she's one of the advisors. Before we move on to great shows for the rest of the week and the rest of this day on Channel Radio, so do stay tuned if you can. There are fantastic shows coming up. The most important one for me is I get to meet the next guest presenter, which is Richard Hubbard, and I get a lovely cuddle from him every time he arrives in the studio. So he's coming up at 2 o'clock. But don't forget, we've got Conrad later on as well. We've got the big band show later on. And also in the week, we've got things like Business Bunker. We've got the community show. We've got the New Potatoes, which is unsigned artists, and the music show in the evening. Kevin Cat. There's oodles. I wish I could remember them all as well, but one day I will. Now, we normally have events, and I'd like to shout out about a few of them. Chris, I gave you one earlier about a retreat.
A retreat.
A retreat that I promised I'd shout about.
It's a spring retreat day, and it's Pilates Plexus.
Ooh.
I started doing Pilates recently with Miriam, and I really enjoy it.
Very good.
Yeah, I used to do some yoga, but Pilates, yeah, I really enjoy it.
Brilliant.
This is with Lizzie Tuff and Diana Young.
Yeah.
And it's at Petham. Is that P-E-T-H?
Petham, isn't it?
Petham. Petham, possibly. Petham Village Hall, Church Lane, Petham, Canterbury.
That's it, yeah.
This is on Saturday the 9th of April, 2016.
Yep.
And it's 1:45 to 5:30. And there is obviously an event schedule which starts at 1:45 and finishes at 5:30.
Great.
And it includes mind and body exercise. And a gentle flowing yoga revitalize and rejuvenate the mind and body.
Sounds great.
And I assume some Pilates as well. It's £29.
Cheap.
And you can contact them on, you can look at their website on 3 W's.
Yep.
PilatesPlexus.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Telephone number 07891 455005.
Brilliant.
And you can email info@pilatesplexus.co.uk.
Fantastic. I will have to post some of the others because we are running out of time, and I did want to make sure that you know who's on next week because it's slightly change of plan. We are not in the studio because the wonderful Jan Mulligan, she is also maybe Superwoman because she has, we had an interview with the, they're called Silk, C-I-L-K. We met them at the Wellbeing Symposium back in November, and it's one of the interviews that we've recorded with them. We went to see them in their own home. Now, Silk is the Centre for Independent Living in Kent. And they are all, it's all run by mainly volunteers. And what we did is we went to see them, in fact, one of the ladies in our actual home. And it's very much about creating independent living for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So that they can still live on their own. They can manage their budgets. They can manage their carers. So they are running, effectively, they're running their own business, but for their care rather than being looked after. Yeah. They're in control. So we've done an interview with them, and lovely Jan has put it together, and we'll be putting that out for you next week on Monday's show. So it's still going to be 12 o'clock out there for you to listen to a new guest, but we physically won't be here in the studio, so it's not a live interaction where you can tweet us and you can phone us in. So just to let you know that, we'll be live back in the studio on the 29th of February, where I will have another wonderful guest, which is a charity, but I will post that on Facebook. In the meantime, we're going to play out with Le Freak by Chic, and we're all going
to
bop
to that.
But in the meantime, thank you sponsors CKC Global Media, and also Miriam McGuirk, and also my wonderful co-presenter Chris Pollard. Thank you so much from my heart to yours.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to have a lie down now and a bit of Thermomix maybe thrown in. Enjoy your week, everyone. We'll be back in 2 weeks live, but next week is a recorded show for your enjoyment. Take care.
Bye.
Arigato.
Say chic.